and Lemon.
Character.
You're listening to The Dollop on the All Things Comedy Network. This is a bilingual American history podcast where each week I, David Antonio, read a story from American history to mi amigo.
Gareth Reynolds, who has no idea what the topic is going to be about. There's some notes on the...
What's that? Hit me with the notes.
The new Dave Anthony?
Si. Hola.
I don't think you speak enough Spanish to do this.
Me gusta basketball.
I don't know a lot, but that's not right.
Huh?
Yeah, no.
¿Dónde está biblioteca?
There's a few of them. You need to go. We're recording a podcast.
Si.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a good time to go to the library.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
You can find it, but you can't go there now. We need to do...
¿Dónde?
That left.
Gracias.
If you go left, you'll run into it. The fuck is
Gracias.
Going? No! No!
We're brought to you in part by Policy Genius. Look, if someone relies on you for financial support, whether it's a child or an aging parent or even a business partner, you need life insurance. Life insurance, it gives you peace of mind, so if something happens to you, your loved ones, they're going to have a financial cushion to pay for things like rent, mortgage, loans, education, just everything, daily expenses. And usually life insurance gets more expensive as you age, so it start a policy soon rather than, you know, waiting on it. So look, head over to policygenius.com and answer a few questions about yourself. And in just a few minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need, and then you compare personalized quotes to find your best price. You could save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. And they work for you. So Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. So you can trust them to offer unbiased help and advocate for you at every step until you're covered. They don't add on extra fees. They don't sell your info to third parties. So head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. And we're brought to you in part by Zen Business. Look, a lot of things have changed out there in the business world. A lot of people are like, I'm not going to do this anymore. I want to find a new way to make a living. I want to find a way to run my own life and handle my own emotional well-being and not have to deal with a boss. I want my own business. Setting up a business can be hard, right? It can be very difficult, it can be confusing, and Zen Business is there for you. It can guide you, give you the essential skills and the resources to help you start and grow your business while you're balancing just, you know, keeping yourself feeling good and okay. And look, if you have a great business idea, it's very exciting, but then you're like, now what? Now, well, I don't know how to do all the business stuff. You don't have to be a business expert to start a business. There are people there to help you, and Zen Business empowers you to turn your awesome idea into a money-making company. Personally, I use Zen Business to keep compliant with all the state and the annual filings, all the stuff. I totally forget about it, and Zen Business can stay on top of it for me, which is great. Keep the business in good standing so I'm not getting in any trouble. Look, Zen Business has helped hundreds of thousands of people get their business off the ground by guiding them every step of the way and making it easier to launch a successful business. Get started today for as low as $49 at zenbusiness.com/dollop. That's zenbusiness.com/dollop. January 6, 1799, year of our Lord.
Hey, was every year the Lord of Jesus?
Every single one is the year of the Lord.
Do we need to say it then?
All years are the year of our Lord.
Do we need to say
Jesus
it then would
Christ.
Be my question.
Well, yeah, because this is a Christian podcast.
Right. Yeah. We need to talk off air later about a couple of things.
I forgot to do the music.
Oh, great. So what does that mean? We don't do it this week?
We're not going to do music this week.
Okay. What a rogue call.
The whole thing's in shambles.
Yeah, this is a nightmare. This isn't the show. Now, maybe we are a Christian podcast.
Is it a shambles or in shambles?
It would be in shambles.
It's not a shambles? It's not a shambles?
It's not a shambles. No, a shambles is a clown. So if it's a shambles, it's the clown. And you don't want shambles coming to your party. He's not good. All I got is a bunch of receipts, ma'am. Don't worry. I'll talk the hard on before the party.
I'm going to look at you on the screen over here and set it directly at you.
Great. Much better for me.
Have you seen 100-Foot Wave on HBO?
Why don't we start?
Have you seen it?
Let's go. January 6, 1799.
Fucking awesome.
Great.
January 6, 1799. Jedediah Strong Smith was born in
Jedediah
New York
Strong
State.
Smith?
Yeah. I mean, look, name him as dumb as you can. I've always said that.
That's Jedediah Strong Smith.
Well, he's going to be very religious and very strong.
If you need your strong fix, you go to Jedediah.
One of those babies that are born with muscles. Have you ever seen those babies?
Yeah, there's that Russian kid. I've got my eye on him. I haven't seen him since he was 8.
There was a German kid when we were young, too, that was like all buffed and crazy.
Yeah, I mean, really, that I feel like the authorities should just really be on watch. And that's like to be like, it's genetic. It's like, what are you forcing him to do?
It's genetic. Move in on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't we start testing him?
Yes, exactly.
Get him in a lab.
All right, now it's time for 45,000 push-ups before oatmeal.
That's right. So Jen and I was born in New York State, and a little while after that, they moved to Erie, Pennsylvania, as you do. And then to Ashtabula, Ohio. Ashtabula. Yeah, all right.
But fair enough.
Parents cranked out 13 kids altogether.
There you go. Keep it moving. There's a line back here. Keep it moving up front.
That's a lot of fucking...
That's a lot of babies. It's like a conveyor belt.
Yeah. A neighbor took interest in Jedediah.
Our newborn's pregnant. Well, that seems strange.
You're coming out like that now. We've done such a good job.
Oh, boy.
So a neighbor takes interest in him. I don't know what that means exactly.
A neighbor takes interest in Jedediah?
Yeah, he's like, oh, that's an interesting boy.
Uh-huh, okay,
I think that's how the conversation went.
Yeah, not, you can't do that now.
And taught him...
I'd like to have dinner with your son.
He taught him the quote, resumes of an English education and smattering of Latin.
Okay, so he taught him. So Jedediah was just going to go through life uneducated, and then this guy was like, you should be able to read.
Yeah,
that'll help you.
What if you're not a dummy?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this neighbor probably gave Jedediah his prized copy of the journals of Lewis and Clark.
Okay.
So we've never covered Lewis and Clark, which we probably will at some point, but it's a very famous story. But, you know, the guys who went across first, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the first whites. Yeah,
yeah,
really. They were like, boy, so lucky that there's another hot fire here. We really are doing well.
So this got him really interested in exploring the American West.
Okay.
Now, when he's 13, he got a job as a clerk on a Great Lakes freighter.
Sure.
So he's working at 13, as you do.
Yep.
He did that for...
Used to be weird.
Not very conditioned to it now. We're going to get back to
it. Why'd he start so late?
Yeah, that's what I say. At 23, he moves to St. Louis.
Sure.
And what? Go-karts?
Go-karts.
What's happening right now?
He loves the go-karts there.
Oh, in St. Louis?
Yes. They're Aaron's favorite.
Aaron likes the go-karts in St. Louis?
He loves riding them.
So, Jedediah writes that his life goals were to, quote, become a first-rate hunter, make myself thoroughly acquainted with the Indians, trace out the sources of the Columbia River, and make the whole profitable to me.
Well, the last one is why we're hearing about it, obviously. Because it is a sweet list to start off with.
But then at the end,
it's like, sign Jeffrey Bezos.
So here's what I want to do. I want to be a really good hunter.
Great. That's important.
I want to meet the people that live out there in the West, the people that have lived there for hundreds of years.
Now, let me tell you this, because I love it. Not enough people are doing that, because what we find a lot of times here is that people really have no interest in the culture.
And the white man
has been really... unfair, I think, in ways that they've sort of taken and not learned. I think there's so much to learn. So I think that's a great instinct for you.
Yeah.
So hunt to meet
get to know the people.
Yeah, get to know the people.
Find out the source of the Columbia River. Where does it come from? Where does the Columbia River
begin? We actually were just talking about that the other day. Yeah. We were trying to figure out.
Right?
It's helpful to know that. Current-wise, that's going to be, as far as beaver trapping and things of that nature.
And I guess the fourth one is... I want to make some money! Woo!
Okay, so that you, first of all, it is...
I want to turn it into cash.
It's 8 a.m.
Meeting those Native Americans. How do I turn that into fucking money?
No.
Finding out where the Columbia River starts. How do I turn that into money?
No,
hunting.
No.
Ooh, we know how to turn that into money.
No.
I sell every goddamn thing on that beaver.
What's your problem?
Every single thing on that beaver I'm going to sell. The pelts.
Stop
the
talking
skulls,
about it.
The eyeballs.
What, yeah.
The fingernails.
Well, they don't,
oh, that little tail thing.
Yeah, that's a
all
tail.
Of it. Sell it. Money.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to bring a guy in cash register.
A lot of blood coming out of your ears.
I'm very excited.
What the hell's happening?
A prophet.
Oh, my God.
In February 1822.
Great to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you. How can I turn this into money, this meeting? William H. Ashley sought 100, quote, young men of enterprise to ascend the Missouri River to its source.
Okay.
So this is right up our boy's alley.
Yeah.
It would take 3 years going west through what is now Kansas and then up through the Dakotas and Montana.
A fucking pain.
Three years. What about here's what I hear that, and if I'm around that time, I'm thinking, what about me sitting on a porch with a rocking chair?
Well, the truth is, it's that we're like, it's just impossible to wrap your mind around that concept, because if you were to put 3 years into something now, the immediate benefit you would have to be guaranteed in order to invest it. Yeah. But they were just like, there's nothing going on. So like, we're going to find out where this river starts.
Okay.
That's life. That ought to be our life.
For a while.
That'll be a wrap.
And put some years in.
I think that could take 3 to 15 years, but it'll be worth it. We literally have fuck all else to do.
Okay.
It's either that or just die. Eat and shit and die.
I'm kind of leaning towards the dying part.
I'm not hating that pitch neither.
It's not that bad.
All right. Well, then we won't look for it. We'll sit here and we'll just eat and we'll just die. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm going to bring in a yellow fever.
Great. That's great. I've always wanted to die from something along those lines.
Hey, boys, can we get the yellow fever in here?
We got a bunch of it coming down in buckets.
Okay, let's do this.
That's how fevers work.
So that spring, Jedediah heads upriver on the Keelboat Enterprise.
Captain's log.
Well.
Connected to another captain's log.
I think the Enterprise.
And a fourth captain's log followed by.
Fifth captain's
log. A fifth log. Tied together.
It's all captain's logs.
This whole vessel is captain's logs.
Okay. 3 weeks and it sank.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's a good run.
That's pretty good.
It's a good run.
That's pretty good. That's better than most of the voyages we hear here.
So they're stuck there. They got to hunt and forage while they're waiting for a replacement boat to come.
Sure.
Replacement boat comes, and in October they make it to Fort Henry in southeast Montana.
Okay.
Major Andrew Henry was in charge of Fort Henry.
Okay. So
you can see how.
Yeah, it's just like when you discover. Yeah,
this is better than discovering. You're building something, and you go, "I'm going to name this after me."
Yes,
because I'm pretty fucking rad.
Well, it's like, I mean, really, whites just HGTV'd the country, right?
That's right.
They just went everywhere, and they were like, "Oh, this needs to be a mall, yeah. St. Louis. Let's put up some go karts. That's what we'll be known for in this town, and nothing more." Stupid little cars with bumpers racing each other with stupid helmets while tires buffer around the rink.
I don't think they're stupid.
They're dumb!
Okay. So Jedediah heads up north of the fort to trap. He's very religious, as we guess from his name.
Sure.
He always carried a Bible, and he sang gospel songs while riding through the desolate territory.
What a dream partner. What a dream partner.
Yeah, there's nothing better.
Well, the Lord hath blessed us once again, and now we're singing. The Lord hath blessed us, blessed this land.
Can we sing any? At something else?
Well, the Lord hath blessed us, blessed this land.
Let's sing a song about beans.
I don't know about tributaries, but the Lord art work in mysterious ways. Lord bless this land.
Can we do a song?
Lord bless this land.
Not about the Lord.
Lord came down one day, said, "Boys, this guy's my baby. He's Jesus Christ." That was something we was into. That's the way we're gonna live. La 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 la. Lord did bless it. He blessed this land. Lord did bless it, and he blessed this land. The Lord did bless it, and he blessed this land.
Yep, let's wrap up the singing for a little while.
He put some nails in his kid's hand. I said he put a nail too in his kid's hand. He put one in the feet and two in the hand.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You've been singing these religious songs for 400 fucking miles.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about shutting your goddamn god hole?
Now, I'll tell you what I have thought about, though. Well, the grass came down from the sky. Same with the rain, if you think about that. Like, what if you were an atheist?
I cannot imagine being an atheist at this time, just what a nightmare it was.
Yeah. Oh, my God, to actually. I mean, it's even tough now to, like, pose questions.
Yeah.
Back then, you were like, I mean, you really think.
Yeah. What if there's no.
What if there's no garden of. No garden!
So, Jedediah's a Methodist.
Sure.
He doesn't smoke, he doesn't swear, he doesn't fuck.
Mm.
Unlike other mountain men, he was clean shaven and he bathed regularly. He used soap.
Shame he didn't fuck.
So
it's like,
I know,
the most well groomed man of the time, and he won't fuck. The only guy you'd really want to fuck. He's got no beard and he's bathed.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
Unfortunately, I just do that for passage to heaven.
His fellow trappers called him Bible Toter or Old Jet.
Sure.
Local natives at some point stole about 50 of Major Henry's horses.
Okay.
So without horses, the trappers can't move very far from the fort. Hence probably why they stole them.
Right. Right.
So General Ashley is, at this point, he's on his way from St. Louis. So Jedediah is sent to meet him on a canoe down the river and tell him to get more horses from the Sioux or any other people around if you can when you're coming up. So he meets up with Ashley in May of 1823. And so Ashley stops and barters with the, I'm going to say this now, Arikara for horses.
Okay.
And they had built a timber structure on a sandbar in the river.
Perfect.
To block boats from going up. So that's a it's a red flag situation.
Okay.
If you like if you're say a white guy on a big boat.
Now you, this big wall here is a bit of a bother. How am I going to coordinate around that? It's a bit tough, isn't it? Excuse me. Open the door or whatever.
So
it's like Indiana Jones shit.
It's just so dumb. Like, yeah. Well, they seem friendly except for this giant pile of shit in our way.
Mm.
It's almost like they put it there on purpose.
Odd, isn't it?
So Ashley exchanges gifts and then buys 19 horses from them and 200 buffalo robes. Right?
So, okay.
And then
is that just like thick rope?
Robes.
Right.
Rope?
Buffalo ropes?
Robe.
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 Better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's way better.
Yeah. Although buffalo ropes seems like it would be cool.
Yeah, buffalo rope would be great.
I hope someone made buffalo rope. I mean, something. There was a lot of buffalo that
it'd be great if someone
could make shit out of.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's a lot that are laying around.
No, it'd be really important.
So they tie up the horses. The way they tie up horses back then is they would tie their legs together.
Awesome.
And so they wouldn't run away.
So it's like a three-legged race.
It's a three-legged horse situation.
Right, okay.
So they have.
Would they put them in sacks and make them carry an egg on a spoon?
Oh, my God, I would pay to watch that. So that's how they kept horses from running away. So they have all the horses lined up on the riverbank.
Ugh.
And then they go to sleep on the boats or the on the keelboat or the riverbank, and they're going to leave the next morning.
Okay.
But it turns out I'm going to say it wrong again. Arikara.
They, again, are like, boy, more horses, huh?
Well, it turns out they've been screwed over by white guys before.
Mm. Mm.
And they're not really interested in having white people around.
Mm.
So 600 attack that night.
Oh, okay. And, Dave, as far as battles go, that's a big number?
That's a large number
of
people.
It sounds like a lot for a sleep attack.
Well, Ashley has 40 guys.
Oh, okay.
Which is less.
So, no, hold on a second. Can we get a pen and paper here?
You're not good at math.
No, but that's close. It seems like a dominating force.
It's much more than
40.
40.
Okay.
600 is much
And the 40
more.
Are sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay.
12 died.
I mean, you literally could just be like, we're just going to put 10 on each person and just beat the fuck out of them. That's our plan.
That's it. So 12 die and 11 are wounded.
Okay.
And the next morning, Ashley orders his party to try advancing up the river again.
Smart.
He's like, hey, boys, let's get up there.
The problem is we haven't made it.
Perhaps you didn't hear me when we started from St. Louis, but this is about money.
Yeah.
So we got to get up there, even if all of you have to die.
Okay.
Everybody refused to go.
The reason being?
I don't know. Probably because now there's like 16 of them. And
right. The numbers have dwindled.
There's
right.
600 of the other guys.
Right, right, right.
Only one was like, I'll do it.
I go.
Jedediah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I got this.
With the Lord on my back, I'll be able to figure it out.
So, obviously, you can't advance with one person. So, Ashley then asked for volunteers to ride 200 miles to Fort Benton. And again, only one guy volunteered.
It's Jedediah. Yeah, I'll do it.
So, Ashley gets a French-Canadian trapper named Baptiste to go with Jedediah.
Yeah, okay. What's his plan? We're just going to go find a spot for him.
Hello, I am part of the story now.
So wait, the idea is we go together where we're going?
Uh-huh, we go to the fort.
You're French too?
Ah, oui.
Oh, yeah. Strange. It's like Quebecoist.
It's odd that we are doing this.
Yes, well, I was told you were from here.
Well, so. It's the only accent I do, so.
But you could just be the guy who speaks regular.
Yeah.
That you've chosen. Same guy. I guess they're mad at you.
So
So they head off on two horses. They're going at night as to not be tracked.
Perfect.
Because there's bands of the locals trying to kill them.
Sure.
They're seeking them out.
The night pitch would work great with me. We're worried about the 600 guys getting us, so we'll go when it's darkest.
So one night they came across three warriors asleep by a campfire, and they killed them as they slept and took their horses.
Right, sure.
As you're supposed to do. Well, it's very brave.
It feels like if you're them, you've got to be like, you know, you've got to kind of just assume everyone's going to try to kill you.
Everyone's going to try to kill you at this point. Yeah.
What is the plan, eh?
We just slit their swords and take the horses.
You're from France?
Yeah,
where are you
that
from?
Makes no sense. But
so what
when
is
I'm
your deal?
When I'm around you.
It is quite insulting, to be honest. I would rather you be a Santa instead of pretending to be me as well. It's confusing.
Yeah,
unless...
but when I talk like myself, I sound fucking dumb.
Oh my God, this is your real voice?
That's why I'm talking like this.
Much better, yes. Okay,
oh, yes.
We should change your name, too. The whole, your whole thing is dog shit.
Francois!
Hey!
So, now, when they killed the warriors, Jedediah was pretty upset because Baptiste took their scalps. And he was like, okay, that's...
disrespectful.
That's weird.
Egregious.
Well, just thinking about it from a... it's weird.
Yes, for sure.
Perfect, huh? Look what I've got. This is great. Now we've got these, too.
So eventually...
where's your head bag?
What?
Where's your bag for their heads?
Oh, I don't have a bag for heads. I'm actually not into that. Like, that's not our thing. That's actually a Native American practice, and they probably do it. They've probably been doing it for centuries, and
yes,
so it actually means something.
Yes, but you were doing
something.
My accent. I figured
but to
I
you,
do.
It's just like, figured, what am I collecting
but you did
here?
The accent. I thought what the whole thing is we're doing different cultures, no? So I just tried. I thought, yes, okay.
No, it's fucked
up.
Am
I supposed to just sit here and eat French fries and look for a ranch dipping sauce the whole time and be like you? Huh?
What the fuck does that even mean?
It means you're pathetic, huh? It's disgusting, huh?
No, you're just fucked up. You're out of your fucking mind. Like you're.
No, I tell you who's out of their minds. The guys whose heads I just cut off. See, that's a good joke, huh?
No.
Come on, where's your head bag? Put their scalps in there, huh?
No.
It's going to smell after a little while.
Okay, I gotta
go.
Let's
put them down the front of our pants.
That's not.
Okay.
So they eventually make it to Fort Benton. And they get help and... whatever, the men get out of there. Ashley's men get out of there.
Okay.
So on his next expedition, Jedediah leads a small party to South Dakota and western Wyoming.
Sure.
They're the first known white people to go there.
Okay.
In the Black Hills.
In a way, by the way, is that that's kind of an advantage in a way, right?
To be the first white guys?
Yeah, because you
they're
evil,
not sure
right.
what you are yet.
You'd rather go in unsure than people knowing what a white person
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah. Once the white secret's out,
right.
then it's bad because
right.
they learn like, oh, these people can't be trusted at all and they're murderers.
Right. Yes.
So in the Black Hills, a grizzly bear surprised Jedediah.
Holy shit.
It would came
Am
out
I still
of a,
here or did I? I'm not part
you're
of
gone.
I'm gone. Okay.
Yep. They come out of a, the bear comes out of a thicket, like just springs out of the, and Jedediah is on his horse and he gets knocked off his horse.
Rita Ham at it.
And the bear grabs Jedediah by the head.
Oh my Lord. Not, okay.
And Jedediah fights back and beats the bear off until it gives up and runs off.
Jesus Christ. He beats a bear up?
Well, I mean, he got the worst of it. He beat the bear off of him.
He beat the bear off. Difference. Okay.
But Jedediah is a mess.
Okay. See, I mean, it takes very little bear contact to be ruined.
Yeah, there's like one swat. Like
yes,
half
it's just
half
like,
your
I mean, if they grab your head, yeah. It's
yeah,
not,
if they grab your head, I mean, they're not grabbing
Freddy
it.
Freddy Krueger taking a volleyball.
The bear's not grabbing it and being like, I'm just trying to get you with the palms. It's like.
Now put your hands on my paws. It's called stage combat.
So several of his ribs are broken, and his scalp has been ripped off to the bone.
Hey, I'm still here. I'll come back.
One of his ears is just dangling from the side of his head, nearly torn off.
Okay, sure. Jesus.
So the other guys he's with, they're pretty horrified. Like, it doesn't look great.
Right. It's hard. Like, and there's no mirror. It's hard to...
There's no mirror.
How bad is it? It could be better.
It's your... A lot of your head is off.
A lot of my ear hurts.
Yeah, well, the ear's not really there.
Most of the side of the ear is bad and pain-wise.
Yeah. It looks more like an earring right now because the way it's hanging.
So kind of cool?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not.
Woo, woozy over here.
Yeah, you should be because there's your head.
I don't even have the choice to lay down, but now I'm laying down.
You should definitely lay down. I would lay, yeah, sleepy. So they all think he's going to die because
sure.
he's head open guy.
Sure. Jedediah. And then
Jedediah asks him, he goes, can you guys get me some water?
I love a
cool water.
Sip of water. So thirsty. And then
he talks very calmly. And he talks to a fellow trapper, his buddy, James Kleiman. He talks him through cutting away the blood-soaked hair. Okay. You know what? I need a trim right now.
Sure.
If you could just get some of the... Well, it just feels like with my head off...
I think the hair sticks out. I mean, it doesn't look great aesthetically.
I feel like an idiot.
I guess I wouldn't worry about that. It's really...
This is a good time for a cut.
Okay, we'll just take a trim.
Just take like a half inch. That's all it is.
Sure.
And then he gets a needle and thread from his saddlebag.
Who? The butt.
Jedediah.
Okay, what? He's up? I'll do it.
And he talks Kleiman through sewing his scalp back into place.
Oh, I'm not eating pizza.
I just...
Oh.
And Kleiman, and he's sewing his ear back on, which Kleiman doesn't even believe he can do, but he did it. I was like, you really got to try to put the ear back on because that thing's hanging and it's really. And then he does it. He finishes and it's all kind of sewn back into place. Not like a surgeon would do it, but more like a random guy. Like if you went to a truck stop and like hey, can somebody sew my head back on?
Put my ear on.
Yeah, that's right. It's more like go to a Payless. So it's pretty haphazard. And when it's over, he took.
How do I look? Ready for my close-up, Mr. DeVille. Ow! I ripped it off on accident.
And when it's over, Jeanette takes it. He takes a long drink of water, and then he gets on his horse.
What, buddy? Do you want to take the night?
And they head back to their camp in the hills. He's like, "Let's go, let's go, boys. I'm good. I'm ready to go."
Oh God damn!
Now the guys he's with, they're like, he's. We don't think he's going to
make
it.
They're like placating him. They're like, sure.
Yeah, this is all good.
Sure, one last big ride, buddy.
You look great. You're fine. So they go.
The rocking of the horse's hooves is not feeling great.
So they go off to get help, a bunch of them. Sure. And the two trappers stay with Jedediah. And they help him heal for a few days until they get surprised by a band of native.
The native's like, all right, one of them's dead. Hey, these two.
This is easy. And somehow Jedediah, when they get attacked, he manages to hide in some bushes.
Good for the wound. I fell in some dirt.
And the Native American, they take everything. Everything that's there in the camp, they grab it all. And
sure.
Only thing he's left with is a rifle, knife, flint, and his Bible.
Now the other trapper's dead.
They're dead.
Okay, so he has...
He's alone again with
his the Bible, a flint, head. And a gun, and
yeah,
some
a Bible, yeah.
Very compromising wounds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he opens it and reads his Bible.
He opens what, his scalp? Oh, sorry, the Bible, sorry.
This is a good time to read your Bible.
Yeah, for sure.
What are some words of wisdom for this moment?
Focusing my eyes is tough.
He read, quote, "He is chastened also with pain upon his bed and the multitude of his bones and strong pain. Yes, his soul draweth near to the grave and his life to the destroyers. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God and he will be favorable unto him." So he's like,
basically
I got this.
If I pray hard enough, yeah. I'm going to live.
He's like, I got this.
Okay.
So the next morning, he is in incredible pain because his scalp got ripped off.
He's
and
his head still hurts from when the bear ripped most of
good.
It off.
Yeah,
and his buddy stitched it on, kind of.
And he can't walk, so he drags himself over to the river because he remembers that they put beaver traps there, and the
don't fall in them, bud.
The American Indians did not find the beaver trap, so he goes over there. He finds one beaver in a beaver trap.
Poor beaver.
And he cooks it and he eats it.
Oh.
And on the third day, he managed to shoot a buck.
Wow.
And he ate the meat until it goes bad.
Jesus.
Now, he couldn't clean or dress his wounds. And obviously, that means infections are big because you're out.
Sure.
I don't know if you've ever had your scalp ripped off and then sewed it back together and you're out in the woods.
I just imagine I mean, in today's day and age, this gentleman would be on antibiotics.
Yes, that's right.
Be looking out for those infections.
Yeah. So he reads from his Bible, and he...
I wish there was a section in here about what to do with the sutures. Doop, doop, doop. Doop, doop, doop.
So he's alive. He's kicking it like that. 3 days go by, and then the other guys come back with a party of trappers that they come across, and they feed him and they dress his wounds, and then they head down the Bighorn River to Yellowstone. Right, these guys have boats.
Sure.
Now a crow had told them of a place.
Excuse me.
A crow
had told them.
Not an actual crow. A Native American.
Okay.
Of the people.
Okay. Different.
I had told them, they're not talking to crows yet.
Well, listen, I've talked to a crow.
I know you have.
A raven does my taxes.
And he tells them that there's a place nearby that's just got tons of beaver.
Okay.
So, Aaron, grow up.
Yeah. This, Jesus.
So this place has a lot of pussy.
Wait, hold on.
So he's now okay, and they, like, he's not clearly not infected to the point where, and it's sewed back together. He doesn't look great.
Does he want to take a little time?
No, he's a
he wants
trapper.
To jump back
it's in,
in
his bones, man. Also,
no, I know it's in his
money.
Bones. All right, he's still thinking. Right.
Yeah. So, but his it's like tilted, sort of weird.
Sure.
And one of his eyes is kind of squinted because of the way they sewed it together.
He's basically got a toupee, but his scalp.
Yeah, and right. For the rest of his life, he has a big comb-over situation going on.
Well,
I
mean,
it became like his look.
Well, for sure. Well, I don't know if that's necessarily for him to determine
it was like
if that's
thing,
his look.
His gimmick is sort of everyone knew him by that.
Yeah, no, because he was attacked and mauled by a bear.
Yeah, and
so
then
it's not
it
like he was
up.
Like, you know what? I'm going for a new hairstyle. He was like, you know, my scalp provides me with little, so I guess what I'll do is just put it all in one area.
So he's a deformed area. He's a squint. He has the long to one side.
Wispy, long to one
Nobody's
side.
Nobody's doing it long to one side like that.
No, that's a good look. We've reserved that for undertakers in films.
So they end up spending the winter at a crow village, and they would join the crow on hunts. And
sure.
Jediah estimated they killed over 1,000 buffalo that year.
Wow.
Which is totally unnecessary.
Well, yeah.
From where?
Yeah.
Like, if you're bragging about that, someone should be like, that's actually, like, way
really messed up,
over
honestly.
The top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll show them.
So, in the spring, the men learned of a crow route across the Continental Divide over the South Pass in Wyoming.
Okay.
So they took that.
What are they still trying to, what are they going for now?
He's still trying to get to places where no one's been.
Okay.
Just sort of explore.
Okay.
The South Pass route, they didn't find it, but they sort of rediscovered it, and then tons of people would end up using that route.
That sounds like the whites.
Immigrants, yeah. So in the summer of 1826, they go to Rendezvous.
And, Rendezvous is a place?
Well, I'll tell you. So Rendezvous is an annual fur trading...
Fur con?
It's a fur con.
They go to fur con?
It's 100% fur con. That's what it is. It's fur con.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah.
So it happened once
a
year.
I can't believe what you're doing with pelts this year. You keep reinventing the wheel over here, Scratch.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I also got coffee.
And look at what this guy's done. He's made a bowl out of tea.
Yeah, no, he's that guy. He's...
Whew.
He's crazy.
Keep your lanyards on you, boys.
That guy lost his mind. He's out of his fucking mind.
I can hear you well.
Okay. No, I forgot I was talking to you when I said that. Anyway, you're out of your...
Fucking... Want a tooth hat?
No. Yeah, no. Are those... What animal are the teeth?
Humans.
Okay, that's what I was worried you were
going to say. Relatives.
Okay.
Every one of these teeth is from someone I've met.
We should not do that. Do you have any friends, people that you... How long have you been out?
This here is an ashtray made out of my uncle's teeth.
I have to go.
All right.
So...
Where are we headed?
I'm going to not... I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Same here.
Nope.
Yeah.
Different one.
You going one or two, best friend?
No. So here's what Rendezvous is. All the trappers come together, the traders, the trappers.
Sure.
They they buy furs, they sell whiskey.
E3, but for beavers.
It's supplies, right? It's a drunken, crazy event.
There's hookups.
It sounds like one of the worst places to ever go.
I want to go there. Oh, the smell.
So trappers,
take that, Sturgis.
Trappers could go and sell beaver pelts, and then they wouldn't have to go to St. Louis to sell them.
Right.
So they sell them for less, but the trip isn't happening. Sure. So it's a wash. Whiskey, tobacco, coffee, all very expensive. Everything's expensive.
Yes.
Because it's where it is. It's in the middle of fucking...
Yeah, it's FurCon.
Other supplies trappers would use, they get marked up 200%. It's just...
Starting to lose the thread on why people are going a little bit.
Because they can sell. I mean, basically, it's just a fucking party.
Right.
It's a con, right? You get to go hang out with your bros and talk beaver business.
Right, and get hammered.
They'd spend a whole season's earnings on whiskey and women and good times and just partying.
Bad thing to do. Seems like the more I hear about it, you want to avoid FurCon.
So,
well, I lost my year's wealth. At FurCon, I hope I'm happy.
But I got shit-faced and some coffee.
Oh, the memories I almost had.
A really good trapper would go there with 300 to 400 pelts after a season. In 1825, Jedediah rolled in with 668.
Damn.
And then he formed a partnership with two trappers. One was William Sublette. Where's the other one? I didn't put it.
I'm the one who comes up in the future with the ideas that when you don't want to break your lease, someone moves in for you.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what that means.
It should be named after me. It's called the William Sublette. Huh?
No.
My name's on the lease. You pay me. Nobody's the wiser.
So, they end up buying out William Ashley's share of his trapping operation for $16,000. Now,
Jesus.
They didn't buy it all, but they were going to pay him off over a couple of years.
It's an acquisition.
Yeah. So the partnership goes great the first year.
Interesting.
His partners go north or in the area, and Jedediah is going to go south.
Sure.
So that's like they're like, we'll fan out, we'll get a bunch of beaver pelts and come back to rendezvous next year.
Okay.
Now, Sublette's party goes north, and there they quickly learn horses cannot make it through the frozen plains on the little bit of vegetation that's around.
Okay, great lesson.
So those horses don't make it.
Okay.
They're eaten.
Okay, great. They ate the horses?
What else are you going to do with
them? How was the mission? Well, I'll tell you. I don't feel like eating horse for a while. It's a nightmare out there.
It's terrible.
It's absolute hell on earth.
So they end up walking and barely surviving. They had a dog, which eventually they killed and ate because, well...
Well, at some point.
Some nights they had to just keep walking to avoid freezing to death.
Right,
so
keep their temperatures
if
up.
If you've ever been in that area of the country, I cannot explain how fucking cold it is when there's a fucking cold air blowing down from Canada. So they just had to keep walking. They couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
Luckily, they come across some Native Americans who save them and give them shelter and food for the winter.
Wow.
Once again, too nice.
Yep. You won't regret this.
Gonna come back to haunt you, whole helping people out thing.
Trust me, you can trust us forever.
So meanwhile, Jedediah is exploring the shoreline of Great Salt Lake.
Okay.
And he would always name places, ignoring that they might already have names.
Yes, yeah, so Dave, he was a white.
He named a river Adams River for President John Quincy Adams, although today it's the Virgin River, which is named after one of his companions, Thomas Virgin.
Someday I want to have sex, but only when it's right. I'm drowning.
Okay.
This is my looking for you.
If you had been fucking, you'd be all right.
Hmm.
Well, I guess he's not going to say anything because he's dead. Okay. Anywho, are there any beavers? There are no beavers here, in the Salt Lake area. And
sure.
In mid-September, they're almost out of dried meat. That's what they're surviving on.
Okay.
So one day, as they're setting up camp, they notice over a dozen Paiutes are watching them.
Okay.
So again, another group of Indian local people are watching them. And Jedediah walks out alone to invite one of them into camp.
Okay.
And one Paiute man comes, and he's holding a rabbit out, which...
Who is?
The Paiute.
Okay.
And he's like, that means we're coming as friends.
Right.
Right? And Jedediah accepts it, and he speaks very kindly with them. And soon, other people come down and start approaching. They'd have like an ear of corn, all like, hey, we're here to be friendly.
There's a lot of rabbits. I don't know if I need quite all of these. This is over 30 rabbits, which is fantastic. No more rabbits, though. Too many.
Here's a rabbit.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Literally can't do enough with these. I'm going to start handing them back to
We're really trying to get rid of these.
Yes.
So okay. We have a lot. So we just want to get rid of.
All right. Great. Bring them down.
Here's another four.
Holy fuck. Is that a wheelbarrow?
Yes.
No.
They bring in the truck.
Oh, no.
Back it up. Jedediah gives them gifts in return, a Reb Ribbon, a razor, knives, gunpowder, some lead balls, that kind of business.
These are my lead balls.
And they stay. I was not expecting that. They're big.
It wasn't a good joke. Gotcha.
So they stay for a while.
Okay.
And they trade iron for produce, corn, and pumpkin. So these people are giving them food, and in return they're getting iron and shit to make
weapons.
Yeah, but the pirates could not tell them much about going south. There's a desert down there, and they don't know much because they've never been like, hey, let's walk through that fucking desert. Right. Like, we're good here with the food.
We got a bunch of rabbits.
So after a while, Jedi's group goes south. It's hot. It's super fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
The men, the horses are having a really hard time.
Great.
So now they're in a part of Zion National Park.
Okay.
Which is fucking the best place in America.
Yep.
Jedediah said he, quote, learned what it was to do without food.
So, and this is the Bible man's way of saying I'm dying from starvation.
Holy fuck.
I'm hungry.
There's almost no game. There's hardly any fresh water. It's taken 2 days to get from one water hole to the next.
Mm.
And then when they reach the Colorado River, the horses are dying.
Okay.
And they end up eating the horses.
Sure. I figured the horses would
They're not going to. Yeah. The river water's muddy, so it wasn't like good water.
Grainy.
When they moved on, over half the horses are dead, so a lot of the men are now on foot. And then they enter the Mojave Desert.
Oh, and then, I'm sorry, and then they enter the Mojave. Great. So they're like, I feel like it's about to cool off a little bit. Son of a bitch.
What about the worst part of this?
No.
Let's head into the worst part now.
Okay.
Now, they get to what is like around Needles, California now.
Okay.
And they run across the Mojave Indians.
Okay.
And they give them shelter for 15 days and let them recuperate.
Wow.
Because they're a fucking mess. And they feed them melons and vegetables from their garden.
Ugh.
And they tell...
Make note, we should come back and ruin this. Let's put a pin in this.
They tell Jedediah that there is an old Indian trail across the desert that goes from the Spanish missions in California to here.
Okay.
And so he's like, well, can you take me? And so two guys.
I'd like to discover it if you could show it to me. Could you show me where that is so I can discover it for everyone?
I would like to name this trail.
Yes, I'm after things. Yes, please.
So these two guides know the way because they had fled from the mission San Gabriel to the Mojaves.
In the back of my head, this dude is just after money. It's just.
Yeah, he wants cash. So for 15 days, they try to follow the Mojave River, but it keeps disappearing because it's a river in the desert. So it just vanishes.
All right.
Well, that was...
takes another break here for a while, it seems.
The river is again dirt. So Jedediah, he tried to name the Mojave River the Inconstant River, but it never stuck.
Yeah, it's a great name.
Yeah,
it's
really.
An inconstant.
What about Mojave?
No, it feels made up.
Oh, well, that's actually the name of the people and the land.
River, we'll call it. Great.
It's not. Those are all bad.
We'll charge $5 to look at it. Great. Perfect. We're good people.
Money. So it's really hot. They're fucking thirsty as shit. But they make it to California following this trail. And they're the first white men to make this overland southwest crossing the Mojave route.
Yeah, they did it so independently. It's remarkable. The spirit of
the first white guy to follow a couple of white guys.
Yeah, yeah. The first guy who needed to be melon fueled.
I'm the first man who needs a lot of suntan lotion to go this way.
Yeah. I did it all by myself, except for when they fully carried me and filled me with melon for a fortnight. Other than that, I did it all, discovered it already.
What an amazing feat when I did this thing where people had to feed me melons for 15 days.
So many people to thank, mainly me.
So now they're in the San Bernardino Valleys. Okay. It's like paradise compared to where they've been. There's sheep, there's cattle, there's horses grazing, green streams.
What we call Bakersfield or Victorville today.
So the half-starved men meet some friars at Mission Ranch, and they escort them to Mission San Gabriel.
Okay.
It's about 9 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. Now,
I think I want to act. All of a sudden, I feel like pretending a bit. Is that strange?
Hello, I'm here to make films.
I'd just like to look into camera and say things like, we'll be right back.
So there's a padre in charge of everything, Father Joseph, and he allows Jedediah's men to eat and rest there. And then in response to that, Jedediah named mountains after him.
Uh-huh, sure, whatever. It's like,
thank you for the biscuits. If you look over there, that one's named Father Joe.
I'm going to do that next time I'm at the store and be like, and instead of paying you, that McDonald's is now Kathy'sville. Okay, thank you so much. I can't give you money, but that McDonald's is yours. Just don't even worry about it.
So California is Spanish territory.
Right.
So that means Jedediah and his party are there illegally.
Right.
And he's taken because of that.
When the whites were illegal in California.
It's just fucking amazing.
Topsy-turvy.
So he is then, because of this, taken to the governor in San Jose.
Okay.
The governor wants to see him.
Okay. San Jose? What about Petersburg? My friend.
I've renamed your city. It's now Jeff.
It's now Jedediah.
So the Spanish colonizers, they know nothing about trapping beavers, and in a report written for the governor, they called Jedediah a fisherman, because that was the close thing that they understood, because he was like, no, the wet animals, we're looking for wet animals.
He catches furry fish, sir. He's rarely he
no,
catches...
It's a wet animal that
a wet
eats,
fish
eats
it's a
trees.
Fish. It's a tree eating
it
fish.
It makes dams.
He made a dam. He's swearing at me for some goddamn reason.
He got like a hammer tail.
It's a hammer-tailed fish tree muncher.
Not a fish.
It is a fish. I'm getting extreme confirmation this is a fish.
It's not a fish. Got it's big teeth.
Big teeth fish.
Got tree teeth.
Tree teeth.
And a hammer tail.
He's got three teeth. He's got a hammer tail. And he's a fish, but he's into trees.
Not a fish.
He's definitely a furry
yes.
animal
yes.
fish.
No.
Dish.
Almost.
Okay.
He is.
Is a dog.
Okay.
Are we close?
A wet dog.
He's a wet puppy.
Yeah, with a hammer tail.
Oh, he's got a we know those.
So the governor, he's like, what the fuck is this guy? He's suspicious. And now they're like, these guys are spies.
Okay, good.
So they're fucking spies. They're here spying for whatever, England or France.
Right.
So Jedediah can't convince him that he was, quote, only a hunter and that dire necessity had driven me here. He can't convince him of that.
Right.
So he's put under house arrest for some reason, they put him in house arrest in San Diego.
Boy, give me that.
They are moving around the state.
No, it's amazing.
And he and his men
was easier to get around the state then than now.
I know, it's really crazy. It's like,
a bummer.
Okay, he's under arrest and take him, I guess, to San Diego?
And they took what they called a light rail.
It's really nice there. The weather is really just sort of 75 all the time.
Oh, it's perfect.
Beautiful views.
Yeah.
Have you seen Simon and Simon?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like that. It's if you want to be a detective, it's a good place to be.
It's great.
Yeah.
And that's a thing.
So they're there for 6 weeks under lock and key.
Sure.
And then there's three American merchant ships that are anchored in the bay, and they vouch for him for some reason. I don't know what happened there, but they're like, "No, he's a good guy."
Without knowing
him?
They
must have gone and talked to him or something or found out about him, so.
Sure.
So Jedediah and his men are then released because of the word these guys give.
That's crazy.
on the condition that they leave California.
Okay.
And they have to leave the same way they came.
What? That's some bullshit. That's like that's like where you're just being like vindictive. And you must go back through hell to get home.
So Jedediah agrees, because what else is he gonna say? But he's also like, there's no way I'm going through the fucking Mojave again. Right. Absolutely not. Or really even leave California.
Right. It's pretty big.
So he wants to try instead an unexplored route, because that's his whole jam, right?
Right.
He's all about that. So he heads north and he goes across the Tehachapi Mountains and he goes into the San Joaquin Valley.
Okay.
Which is rivers and very nice. And they go north and they're fishing and trapping in Monterey and the San Francisco Bay. So they're kind of going all over.
Really, and they're having a little California adventure.
Yeah, they're doing a little thing. And then they get to the American River, which is near Sacramento.
Okay.
Their horses now are packing over 1,500 pounds of beaver pelts. So they're scoring. It's amazing that the Spanish in charge didn't know what beavers were, didn't quite understand what they were talking about.
Because
there are beavers around.
Mine.
Yeah. And they rest. And then in May 1927.
Horses must be exhausted.
Oh. They go east over the Sierra Nevada Mountains.
Okay.
And five horses die in the snow because it's snowing heavily.
Sure.
So they have to retreat 75 miles back to the Stanislaus River.
Okay.
And Jedediah then takes two men, names Evans and Goble, and he tries to cross with them just again. And he's going to return with supplies. He's like, you guys stay here. I'll go get supplies so we can make the journey.
Sure.
And he says, 4 months. I'll be back in 4 months.
What?
I don't know what happened.
Well, that's just life back then, but that's a nightmare.
I know. It's just how it worked.
Can you hang on for 4 months? If I know we're dying. Do you have 4 months left in the tank?
If I don't come back in 4 months, go ahead and, I guess, just die.
After 4 months, no, it's your turn to leave and try to survive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So wait four
months. Put a pin in dying for 4 months, and then let's decide.
So he leaves behind 11 guys. Now, they build log cabins and just start trapping where they are.
Great.
On the Stanislaus. But Spanish authorities at this point...
No, they're like, hey, you didn't go back through the Mojave at all.
Hey, that's not what we said. Now, they've heard Jedediah has violated his agreement to leave.
Which he has.
Go, yeah. And that he's still in California. So these soldiers come to the camp, but Jedediah is gone.
Right.
So they're like, what do we do? They talk to the men. They believe the men are going to leave when they get a chance after winter's over.
He's literally coming right back. It'll just be about 4 months.
And so they let him stay there, but it's a little iffy, right?
Yeah, okay.
So Jedi's party crosses the Sierras. It takes them 8 days, and now they're in the Great Basin, which is... it's
the
hell.
Greatest.
We're back to dry, nightmarish.
Okay.
Unbelievable. So they have four pack animals. They had started with seven.
Sure. Well, yummy, yummy.
That's less.
Yep.
And crossing, like I said, it's fucking hell. So one by one, as they're crossing the Great Basin, the horses start dying, or they're killing them for food, one or the other.
Cool.
Then their water runs out.
Great.
And they're eating the flesh. They're drinking the blood of the horses to stay alive.
Oh, yum. Mm.
You could probably just poke a hole in one and have like a spigot.
Yeah, it's like the Gatorade ads. Eventually, yeah. You're just sweating the red.
That's right.
That's how you know it's working.
On June 25th, Evans collapsed from thirst and exhaustion.
Let's drink his blood! That's where you're at, you know? You're like, okay, well, good news, bad news. Evans is dead. Good news, we eat tonight and we can finally get some blood.
Oh, my God.
I'm so thirsty.
You know what I could go for? A big, cold cup of Evans.
Oh, it'll just be so good.
Oh, God.
Oh, I can't. Evans, hang on. But if not, we're going to pound your blood. So fast. I'm going to drink it like it's a punch bowl.
Oh, you know what? I might drink my own, actually.
Don't you fucking dare drink your own blood, you selfish prick.
I opened my knee.
Oh, God. Looks. Well, it's all part of one cycle in you, and once you pass, I'll have it too.
So after they talked, Jedediah and Goble decide to just leave Evans and go on without him.
Oh, come on, drink his blood.
Jedediah wrote in his diary, quote, "We could do no good by remaining to die with him."
Drink his blood. I mean, if you're drinking horse blood, let's
suck
go.
At least suck out an eye at the very least.
Something. Take something.
3 miles
We're
later.
We're going to take your balls for comedy. Sorry, Pat.
Only for comedy.
We're going to hang it on the back of our hats like it's on the dash.
3 miles later, they come across a small water hole. And
like
they drink,
an urethra?
They drink like fish. Yeah, like a urethra.
Like hairy fish?
Yeah, hairy fish. Mm-hmm. Jedediah fills a container with water, and he puts a piece of horse meat in it.
Well, that'll keep it better than cork.
Well, I'm going to put this in here because I have no idea what in the fuck I'm doing. This is going to be terrible.
This is what we call Tupperware.
Well, he does that, and then he hurries back to Evans.
Okay, so he's like, Evans!
Jedediah, quote, "Putting the kettle to his mouth, he did not take it away until he had drank all of the water, of which there was at least 4 or 5 quarts, and then asked me why I had not brought more."
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it.
What was with that dumb horse meat at the end?
Have you tried vitamin water? It's like that, except I'm trying horse.
It's so really it's good.
It's a nice flavor, right? Up. It's tangy, but it's nice. It's
good.
Smooth.
I like the chunks. It's like boba.
Yeah. Can you jog now, or what's your deal?
Bring more water to me
times. We're going to run. You're going to have to run to the water. There's water there, but you got to run for it.
So lazy.
Same way you came
I'm
in.
Having one of my lazy days.
Yeah, well, it's run time.
Is it Sunday? Because it sure feels like it to me.
This is a cattle prod. We're about to use it.
Gosh, I'm just so tired.
Yeah, here we go.
I just feel like channel surfing. Do you ever watch Bar Rescue?
Yes.
The show's great.
I love it.
The host seems like a right-wing lunatic now.
Yeah, I mean, there's that. So Evan survives, and they move on together. They're now they can now see the Great Salt Lake. They're the first men, white men, to cross the Great Basin over 1,000 miles, mostly on foot.
Man, the first men who were white.
And I would imagine maybe the first men, because I think most Native Americans would be like, why the fuck would you walk that way? Because
we're looking for money, dummy.
We're dipshits.
You see, we're motivated by making money. We're like a nightmare for this place. And we're not going to rest until it's all fucking gone.
Hello, capitalism's here. We're going to ruin this.
Knock, knock. May we come in? We're already in.
Welcome to the beaver apocalypse. Did you like having them around?
That's over. Let's do that with everything.
So on July 3rd.
This could be a mall.
On July 3rd, they stumble into Bear Lake, which is where every year is held rendezvous.
Oh, no.
So they roll in the middle of rendezvous.
Did they don't know they're going to rendezvous?
I think they didn't. They probably didn't know the timing of it all, but they rolled in when fucking TrapCon is going on.
Have they? So they've discovered something, but now they're just randomly at TrapCon.
They're back where they started.
They're at FurCon again.
They're back where they started.
Okay.
It's Rendezvous 1827. Everyone just cannot believe because they thought they were dead. They haven't seen them in so long. We thought you guys were all dead.
We kind of were.
They shoot a small cannon to celebrate that they're back. But
a bigger one?
They had also been firing off the cannon all at Rendezvous, so it's kind of not really.
Yeah, right. It's like the guy who's like, you got to do a shot to celebrate. It's like, he's done 15 already. Oh, we got to do another round of baby cannon.
Now, Jedediah's partners who had gone north in the area, they did well, and so they had a bunch of beaver pelts. I don't think he had any. I mean, the other guys,
he's like, we ate them.
The other guys, remember, the guys he left 4 months, they're the guys who had
were
the beaver
loaded
pelts.
With them, right?
So they use those other beaver pelts, and they pay their debt to William Ashley, and he advances them supplies for the next year, so their business is making money.
Okay.
But Jedediah is like, I gotta get back to my dudes at the Stanislaus River and bring them supplies. So, before he leaves, he writes a note to William Clark, the famous explorer.
Sure.
And the superintendent, who's now the superintendent of Indian Affairs for the Upper Missouri and Mississippi Rivers. So, Clark's got...
You mean for the white man affairs?
Yes, right. White man. And he said the Paiutes and Mojaves were, quote, extremely poor and the lowest intermediate link between man and the brute creation, and in the mental scale, lower than I have yet seen.
Extra, extra, white man's here officially. The white man's officially arrived.
So
the first, it's what we call the whiting. It's how the white works. Thank you so much. I'll never forget you. Now you're technically an animal to me, and I can do whatever I want. Hello.
I mean, they saved his fucking life. They fed him for 15 days. They gave him shelter. And the pikes did their own thing to save them. And he's just like, man, they're fucking shit all stupid.
They are dumb.
Woo, fucking dumb,
man. They are dumb.
You know what's smart is a dude who walks through the desert.
If I'd known you needed 2 weeks worth of melon, I'd have brought it. I'd have brought it.
So he heads back out. He takes 18 men. He takes two, and they brought two of their Native American wives. So two guys in that group bring their wives.
Okay.
Slaves? I don't know what that is. Like, I don't know how the marrying worked back then.
Right. Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, not great,
probably.
Right?
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't know. But yeah. Again, it's...
we can guess.
It's just when there's a track record, you can kind of speculate.
So he retraces the same path. He goes to the same villages. He's still heading to the Colorado River again.
I get lost when I look for my car sometimes.
Yeah, I cannot imagine.
The idea of being like,
yeah,
this is right too. Mm-hmm. You know, the confidence.
I think I went through these.
It was a purple E4, I think, when I... it was,
oh, fuck it.
Which one's an alligator?
And then some guy in another car saves you for 4 days.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, right. God for your Subaru. You need more iced tea? Do you need more Teva iced tea?
So
here's some more Chex Mix if you need it. I'm so nourished.
He gets to the Mojave.
This is where most of us die.
Right. Well, so this is where...
Yeah.
So he gets to the Mojave, and they build rafts to cross, to get the supplies across the Colorado River.
Okay.
And... I guess they have two rafts, or maybe he's taking a raft over and then they're going to bring it back and bring the rest of the supplies over.
Sure.
I'm not sure which way this works, but he gets to the other side of the river.
Jedediah does.
Right.
Okay.
And as he just reaches it,
a bear.
Mojave warriors.
Oh, no.
Come from behind and kill the guys who are waiting to cross.
Oh, wow.
So all of a sudden, it's just like a slaughter.
I think I'll stay on this side. It seems like that side's getting a little precarious.
They kill 10 men. He's got 18. They kill 10, and they take the two Native American women. And he's just, all he can do with his guys is just watch it happen across the river. And then he runs. They run for it.
Yeah, okay. New plan. Go!
And so they hide.
Okay.
And they make spears from branches, and they tie knives to the end of the poles, because I guess they don't have guns.
Sure.
They must have been with the other guys. I don't know.
So you guys hold on to everything, and I'm going to shoot over there, make contact, then I'll come back, then we'll start kind of bailing the bucket over that direction. So once I get over there, you guys will have it all, then I'll start coming back.
Yeah.
Great?
Good
great,
plan.
Right. All
I
right.
I can't see anything that could go wrong.
See you in a bit, boys.
So they fight with the Mojaves. Jedediah's man managed to kill two of them, and then they retreat.
Okay.
Only one of Jedediah's men are wounded.
Okay.
So they eventually wait, and then they slip away into the desert. But they have no supplies now.
Right.
And they're on foot.
Right.
So they have, I guess they do. They have 5 rifles, some bullets, and some dried meat.
Yum.
Now, there is one wounded guy. He needs help walking.
Okay.
They don't have guides. So they have to rely on his memory to get through the desert.
Sure.
So odds of them living are, that's not great.
Sure.
But they come across another band of Native Americans who trade them horses.
Okay.
So they must have traded, I assume, the
guns?
Rifles.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Summer's at its peak, right? It's fucking
Or we could dance
August.
For you. Yeah, okay, just the guns? Okay.
It's August in the fucking
Perfect.
Mojave Desert.
Yeah.
It's hell.
It's nice.
And Jedediah keeps losing the trail, as we know, what had happened before. But somehow he gets them to San Gabriel
wow.
in late August.
Jesus.
And there they recover a bit. And then Jed and I heads north to see the fucking guys at the Stanislaus. He arrives 2 days before the 4 month deadline.
Wow.
He's like, what's up?
Hey!
I told you 4 months, didn't I? Who's good with time?
Could have been earlier. Who's had good with time? Some snags.
Yeah.
Hit a snag or two. Mm-hmm. So.
The men are super excited to see them until they find out that half his party have been killed and all the supplies are gone.
Oh.
The whole reason he came was to bring supplies.
Sorry. I should start with this. Things are as dire as when I left.
No, but you came back with all the stuff.
I had a ton of stuff.
Oh, well, yeah, let's get it.
Well, what I did was I left it with a bunch of my men, our men. You guys look good, by the way.
Thank you.
What are you guys doing?
We have been working out.
It looks good.
We started.
The place looks good, too.
Yeah.
Losing a lot of weight, I can see. So, so I left it all on one. What was I saying? Oh, I left it all on one side of the river.
Oh, yeah. Can we get that?
Yes. And crossed the river.
Okay.
Then was about to go back on the big old.
You left the supplies back on the other side of the river?
I'm trying to think which side you're talking about.
The side you left.
The supplies were on that side.
So you didn't bring them with you?
I went on the other side of the river without them, about to go back and grab them all.
Yeah. Well, you should have brought them first.
I was about to.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm trying to think what happened next. Oh, they murdered most of the guys.
Sorry?
And took all the stuff.
They?
Yeah. I don't remember their names, but they were, you know, they were natives. Natives. They were, you know what I mean?
Are you talking about the Mojave?
Yes, that's it.
They were the guys who gave us the melons and let us hang out with them for like 15 days.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, they have a bug up their ass now. And I'll tell you, that is one thing you can't trust them. I mean, that's how I feel. You just can't trust. We're the straight shooters.
Oh, clearly.
We're the white man. So
no, clearly nothing. It's not like because when we came through,
they
before,
were our friends.
They were melon people, and then
they
now
were
they
our
don't.
Friends.
Then now they don't like white
they
people.
They were on the contrary. So they didn't have a melon on them.
It's almost as if white people did something in between when you came and when they killed
guys. Because I want to get this right.
Like
I don't.
Other
wanna,
white guys probably came
I
through.
I don't want to irrationally blame
sounds
them.
Like
I'm trying.
Somebody
to,
did something bad.
I'm trying to think because I should know.
Them.
It's just nothing is ringing. I'm trying to think they. No, I'm pretty sure they were just being jerk-offs. The more I think about it,
yeah,
they just
weird.
Yeah, lost their cool, not cool. Again, they didn't have a melon on them, so this was a totally different generation.
Really
it's just different. They've lost the plot.
I'm more worried about the fact that we have no supplies now because you went away for 4 months and fucked off.
Almost 4 months. But here's the good news. I pretty much know the way now, so that's good. It's going to be hell. on Earth.
Okay.
So, yeah. So,
you're not good at this?
Do you guys have any food?
No.
I am famished. I really could eat.
We eat Bob.
I would love to get a piece of him if there's any of him left. I'll eat a toe. I'll eat a dick. I don't even give a shit anymore.
I don't want to hear that.
All right. Well, good to get the band back together.
So, here's the good news. The trappers now, because they've been there for 4 months, they
know
have a
land.
Shitload of beaver pelts.
Okay.
So they head to Mission San Jose to trade the beaver pelts for supplies.
Sure.
Now, here's the problem with San Jose.
Uh-huh.
That's where the governor is.
And he doesn't like, and there's been an agreement.
And he's been told to leave, so he's immediately arrested.
As he goes there?
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay.
And taken to Monterey and put in jail.
Okay.
He tries to explain. He's like, this is what happened.
I'm dying. Do you understand that I'm dying? Can somebody understand that I'm dying?
He's like, this was all to leave forever. The whole plan was to leave.
Yeah, trying to.
But they didn't speak English, and he doesn't speak Spanish.
Right.
So they have no idea what he's talking about. Now, fortunately, while he was in jail, he became friends with a different American ship captain. Again, this happens again.
Sure, of course.
And that guy...
What are you in for?
That guy and four other Americans post a $30,000 bond for his release.
How do you...
I don't
how
understand.
How charming are you to get strangers to pay a $30,000 bond fee?
I just can't understand what's happening here.
Damn.
Now, he can leave on two conditions.
Okay.
First, he has to sell the furs...
Okay.
...to the ship's captain at a very low price.
Okay.
So this guy's going to get his money back and more, I
right.
assume.
Yeah.
Second, he has to leave California going the way he came.
Now, this time, we want you to really go the way you came. We don't think you did that before. Get out of here.
They were very clear.
We want you to walk backwards like that guy from a couple episodes ago.
They're very clear. They're like, that's it. This is your last fucking chance.
No more.
Chance, Jedi.
That's it.
Leave, don't come back. So he's like, okay, I agree. And they free him. He doesn't leave California.
I love it.
He goes to San Francisco where his men are, and he rejoins them.
Hey!
Party!
All right.
And then they head back down to the Stanislaus River. Now they have horses and supplies. And in January 1828, they head into the mountains of Northern California. There's lots of game. They trap more furs. At one point, several bears attack the party at once.
Okay.
And Jedediah dives into a stream to get away from them.
Oh, my God. Ah! I mean, can you imagine seeing a bear again?
I've done this before. It's not good.
No, I don't like bears.
Oh, my God. So when they cross the Sacramento River.
By the way, I mean, the idea that you're like, oh, safety in the river. They're like, we're also down to eat from here.
We eat out of the river all the time.
The river's great.
So
they fear water.
They don't.
Oh, God, that's not good to hear.
So when they cross the Sacramento River, Jedediah names it the Buenaventura, which obviously doesn't stick.
Right.
He's just always naming stuff. And right. No one's. Right. Okay, buddy. Yeah, that's. Yeah. In June, they enter Oregon. So they're going north.
You mean Jedediahsville?
Yes. Now, they traded with the Kalwatsit people. Jedediah was very friendly with most Native Americans, but then a total dick in his journal descriptions, right? Okay. When he tells other people about them, when he writes about them, he's...
Well, that's like most people's diary.
He said they were in
poverty. You're such a good friend of mine. God, Bob is such a jerk. So sick of Bob.
He said they were impoverished because they were lazy and had, quote, a deficiency of genius inferior to the beaver.
They just want everything given to them.
What it is that they're not trying to profit off everything, he thinks they're fucking dumb.
Right.
He's the dumb one. They're living with nature.
You can sell this rock, you fools.
He wrote derisively that...
But by the way, take the path of the white man. It ends
so good. It's so good.
Soon.
He wrote derisively that many, quote, live without anything in the shape of a house and rise from their bed of earth in the morning like the animals around them and rove about in search of food. He said they were degraded, ignorant, and miserable.
Literally what everyone does every day.
Well, also, what...
You wake up and you're like, I need food.
Yeah, if you've been living that way forever, then why would you... You're like, this is fine.
Have a house. You need to have bedrooms. A house.
Yeah. So he's disgusted they lived very simply when God had given them
all this shit to sell.
You can make houses and sell the house.
Make money. Own things.
You can put a fence around the lake.
Rent.
You own the lake.
My lake.
On July 14th, Jedediah and two men went out scouting. While they were gone, the Kalwatsit came to the camp, and there was an argument over an axe being stolen.
Sure.
It ended with the Kalwatsit killing every trapper except for one guy named Arthur Black. A Black runs into the woods after he'd been stabbed several times, and he just keeps moving for 4 days, completely naked and bleeding, until a friendly group of American Indians found him and brought him to a Hudson Bay outpost in Vancouver.
Oh my God. 4 days bleeding, running naked. I mean, come on.
So when Jed and I come back to the camp, and
hello,
we're back.
Are the pancakes ready?
The Kalwatsit shot at them, and they managed to escape, but they left all the furs and supplies behind.
Okay.
So again, a friendly group of locals helped guiding them north. So they arrive at Fort...
This is Los Angeles. No.
They arrive at Fort Vancouver 2 days after naked and bleeding Arthur Black arrived.
Hey!
Buddy, what's up?
I calmly walked away from the scene, fully clothed, not stabbed.
Oh.
I've been here for a few days. Let me guess, you guys panicked or something?
It's good here. So the head of Hudson's Bay operations offers to help Jedediah. He went back with three of his men, 22 Hudson Bay men, and 14 Native Americans to get their stuff back from the Kawasat.
Okay.
So then they entered negotiations, and it took
weeks. Kind of like when your dad drives you over to, like, get something back. It's kind of like,
hey, that kid Timmy took that ball from you?
Yeah,
we're going to go back over there, and you're gonna tell Timmy what's up, and you're going to get the ball back.
Yeah.
You talk to his parents. You say, that's my ball.
Yeah.
And you're going to get the ball back.
That's
okay?
How I get respect.
Yeah, you're totally going to get respect.
You're going to respect me.
I'm going to sit in the car. You go ahead and go up to the front door, and you just take care of this.
Thanks, Daddy.
Yeah. Okay, get out of the car.
Okay. We haven't driven there yet, so you want me to walk while you follow me?
Yeah, get out of the car and walk. I'm going to drive behind you.
It's like a power trip.
It's not a power trip, man. I'm trying to teach you how to be a man.
Okay.
Take your shirt off.
Okay, what? Dad,
just
please.
Trust me. Take your shirt off.
Okay.
Can put some oil. Put some oil on your face. Just stripes.
Seems sort of... Well, I don't have it. What, is that Crisco?
Yeah, well, whatever you can. It's just any kind of oil is going to throw it on your face.
Oh, there's a lot of it.
And then cut your chest.
Why? Wait, what the fuck is going on, Dad?
So, they negotiate with the Kawasat for weeks.
Weeks?
They're threatening violence and... Yeah, weeks. And
it's like the infrastructure package.
Eventually, the Kawasat returned hundreds of beaver pelts, otter skins, some horses, rifles, traps. The Hudson Bay leader buys the furs, and Jedediah in return tells him everything that he's learned about California and the West.
Okay. They love me there. Bring me up if you get there.
Oh, I'm such a
They love me.
So he ends up making about 2,400 from that whole situation. And they head out and arrive back in time.
Back in time? What year is this? My God, we've done it again. I told you, this river has some special qualities to it. This is back where it all started. Look at my hair. It's normal. I haven't been attacked by the bear yet. Wait a minute. The hell?
So they arrive back in time for the 1829 rendezvous. What's up, guys?
Hey, get the baby cannon!
So now Jedediah and his partners have been out trapping. He made 2,400.
Yeah.
So they've got a nice chunk of change.
Yeah.
But at the same time, his two trips have now cost the lives of 33 men.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. You got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Hmm?
In 1830, Jedediah and his partners sell their business as they foresee that there's going to be a trading problem ahead because all the beavers are being killed.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot more trappers and there's less demand. So he walks away. Jedediah walks away with 18,000.
Okay.
A lot of fucking money.
Sure.
It's like a million.
Okay.
You know,
so he's done well.
Oh, 500,000 today, which is, yeah. So he's rich. Jedediah then goes back to St. Louis. He buys a farm. Buys a couple of slaves.
Get
as
some
you
go-karts.
Do.
Yeah, oh, good.
Some
slaves, awesome.
Some slaves.
Cool.
Learns how to be a racist.
Perfect. It comes pretty easy.
Yeah, no, he's actually got that down. But it's not the life for him. A year later, he's feeling restless.
I want to die again.
I want to get out there and die and
I
watch other men
die.
You know what was so great? Have you ever watched 33 men die over 4 years?
I killed so many men for my money.
So... At this time, some friends are like, man, we're going on a trip to Santa Fe.
I'm in. Let's kill those people.
You got to come.
Yes, let me lead. Yes. Wait, to where?
Santa Fe.
Okay.
Now, that's in, I believe, Spanish territory. So William Ashley, his old employer, gets him a passport.
Okay.
So this time he's legally going.
Right.
And they leave in the spring of 1831. 25 wagons, 85 men. Two of them are Jedediah's brothers. And they start running out of water somewhere between Arkansas and the Cimarron Rivers.
Okay, great. Perfect. Just great to be back out there nearly dying.
Now, late in May, Jedediah and the very famous scout, Broken Hand Fitzgerald, go ahead of the rest of the group to scout for water. But then Fitzgerald's horse gets hurt, and he has to return to the wagon train. And Jedediah is like, I'm just going to go on ahead alone.
Uh-oh.
And... And
don't worry.
He's never seen again.
Okie dokie. So
now the wagon train makes it to Santa Fe And there they run into some Mexican traders, one who has Jedediah's rifle and pistols.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And he says, we bought them from the Comanches.
Okay, so...
So what had happened was around 20 Comanche warriors were waiting for Buffalo at a water hole, and then Jedediah strolled in, so they killed him.
Let's just kill him. Wow.
As he fell, he shot and killed one of the Comanches. He was 32 years old.
Oh, my God. He was 32. 30
fucking 2 years old. That is so crazy.
I mean, you're picturing like a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
Wow.
He saw maybe more wilderness than Lewis and Clark did, but he's not as recognized. Ugh. His journals were lost in a fire after his death. And in northwestern California, there's a redwood forest named after him.
He Jedediah'd.
this story was recommended by Dan and Julie DeMundo, and it was researched by Sarah June. Sources, Tragic by Paige Smith, Tragic Encounters, The People's History of Native Americans. John Mooring, Men with Sand, Great Explorers of the North American West. Jack Alder, Exploring Historic California. David Weber, The Californios versus Jedediah Smith. And Barton Arbor, Jedediah Smith, No Ordinary Mountain Man.
He was no ordinary mountain man.
He was not.
He really...
He was definitely not ordinary.
It would be. I bet under that scalp was like Terminator steel.
Mm-hmm.
Just because...
Goddamn.
Just kept going.
I just want to... It's so funny that he finally made his money. He's like, it turns out it was not my motivation.
Yeah. I just liked being evil. That's what I enjoy.
You know, I don't know if you've ever led a group of guys where most of them die, but it's pretty great.
But it's also, it's so easy the way that, like, our society's mentality is acquiesced into that sort of thinking. Like, it's the thinking we're founded upon.
Yeah.
So, of course, you see in today's society the same thinking. I mean, the thinking is just get your fucking money and fuck everything.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're founded upon. Yeah. It's just there was a lot more resources and it was just... you know, very acceptable to murder people for possessions or for land or things like that. And, you know, you see where it gets you. Like, it's the same. I mean, it is just like, it's like, you know, Jeff Bezos would be this guy in this time, you know, like,
or worse.
Worse, probably. Yeah. Yeah.
But there's a, like, these people can go out, like they can hunt all the beavers because it doesn't destroy everything. But
right.
Once there's a bunch of people hunting all the beavers and all the things, well, then everything stops working and grinding to a halt. Because the more people they are seeking profit, the more trouble that becomes for natural resources.
Totally. But at least then they were going for like a thing that was, you know what I mean? Like we now will like burn down things to plant things that will make us more money versus the things that will actually, you know, say like we sacrifice environment so carelessly at this point that it's just like, you know, I mean, it feels pretty unsustainable.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, yeah.
What a weird take.
It's strange, but it is. I mean, it's like, you know, we are founded upon that mentality. The white people came here with this mentality of we don't give a fuck about anything other than each other and making money and money more than that. And then, and again, it's resulted in a pretty good...
It's been great.
I'm excited for where
it Well, America's lands. Number one, isn't it?
By far.
Yeah.
By far.
We're the best at everything.
Yeah. Name one thing we didn't do the best. Exactly.
I can't. I mean, we treat people...
Thing we're not the best at is acknowledging our bestness.
Yep. But we're not. We're very humble.
Humble country.
Americans are very humble.
Humble country.
Yeah.
That's what they always say in Europe.
Yeah.
You can't find the Americans.
No.
Can't notice Americans.
Find one American who has something good to say about America. Good luck to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just don't.
We think it at home. We don't need to put it on... jackets and cars and bumper stickers. No. I'd try to find one truck in this country that's 100% made of flag. You can't.
Nope.
You can't.
Uh-uh.
Wearing an America shirt in America is like wearing the shirt of the band you're going to see. Come on. It would be like buying a t-shirt in the airport and putting it on. Like, look at this. Charlotte. All right.
Fuck it.
Okay, great attitude. Hey, everybody, that's Dave signing off from the dollop. I'm Gareth. Another good time, Charlie. Goodbye. Go-karts in St. Louis.
Cut.
Said go-cards.